How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Sandy, thank you so much for joining us on the Organize 365 podcast.
I am so excited to be here, Lisa. You have no idea. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know how you found us, but tell everyone, how did you find Organize 365?
Oh my gosh. So I have this friend, her name is Janet McClendon, and she invited me to come to a Sunday basket workshop. And I'm like, oh, that kind of sounds fun. I like workshops. I like people, but ooh, I like paper and I have a lot of it. So that's what that's how I found it, was starting the Sunday basket live, and it was incredible and I loved it. And I started from that point on, and it was 2 years ago in July, so I'm having an anniversary moment, I guess.
So amazing. And that's when the certification program started. Janet was one of the very first certified organizers because she was my editor at that time. She was the editor of the Organize 365 blog and podcast before there was a podcast. Oh my gosh, Janet is like amazing. And so she became one of the very first Sunday Basket Workshop providers, and you attended one of the very first in-person Sunday Basket Workshops. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I did not know that. I knew she was like, hey, my friend Lisa wants me to do this, so will you come help me? Like, sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so tell everybody who lives in your house. How many people live in your house?
Okay, so I have my wonderful husband who is a Navy veteran, and he works really hard and I love him to death. And I have a 17-year-old daughter, Brooke, and a 11-year-old daughter, Paige. We have two dogs, a bearded dragon, and I just picked up baby hedgehogs and a mama to babysit for 6 days.
Oh my gosh. Well, you live close to me, so Abby's going to be on her way over. Just let you know. And
okay.
Thank your husband for his service.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right, so you went to Janet's workshop. So why did you decide to get organized more than just the Sunday basket? Like, what led to your wanting to even start getting organized in the first place?
Well, I might have listened to your book on audio, read the books twice, the ADHD and then the Mindset of Organization. I might have read those, and that might have been it. I also love your voice and how you present, because, you know, we're from Ohio, so we have that same voice, and it's just soothing and is like telling me to do things. Okay, I can do that. Yeah. Okay, I can do that. So that was it was like, oh my gosh, this is me. I love it. So that's where it started.
Okay, so you kind of connected in person and then through the books, and then you're like, okay, well, I can listen to her a little bit longer. Maybe I'll see what I can do with this.
Yes. And then I'm lying in bed, looking at your store. I'm like, yep, I'm buying it. I'm all in. Let's
go. And this was this time of year. So it was, you know, like end of July, August time, right? 2 years ago.
Yes. Yep.
And you started with the back to school and started doing your kitchen. Is that what you did first?
Yes. Cause I go through my pantry a couple times a year and redo everything and see what works for me. And so the back to school program, because it was, you know, it's still free, which is awesome because it's an amazing program. It has so much squished into 5 days.
Yes.
So I started with that, but I had already, before I started the kitchen, I'd already done my pantry. Mm-hmm. And then it was just kind of spiraled from there in a good way. The kitchen was awesome. It started at a great time of the year. One thing I found myself doing is there was like a 2-hour time window in between when my youngest went to school and my oldest went to school. And I would get my task done for the day before my youngest went to school. So that was amazing to me.
Yes.
I get up at 6 and instead of sitting on my, you know, couch, drinking my coffee, watching whatever, I don't watch the television anymore. I don't watch the Today Show, which I religiously watched all the time. I don't watch that anymore. I would get up and do my stuff and then be done and ready for more by the time my kids are gone from the house.
Okay, so that's where you found the time. You found it in yes. that TV watching time in the morning.
Yes, morning is my most, I'm an all day person, but I learned early on, well, late on in college that I'm more productive in the morning. And so I would study in the morning and do my classes later in the evening. That's otherwise I'd fall asleep while I was studying. So
okay.
I can't fall asleep while I'm organizing.
So, okay. So you start in the kitchen, you start doing the 100-day program. When was the first time that you really noticed, oh my gosh, that's organized. Like you were like, I'm not looking for that, or I didn't lose the time, or I got my act together. What was the first time that you really noticed that?
There were two of them. One was the Sunday basket, which I've now quoted my safety basket because I can put it in the basket. Just yes. put it in the basket and it will be there. And I know it will be there when I get back. So I know that everything that I need is in that little just safety net right there. Mm-hmm. And then in the kitchen, it was having space and being visibly able to see my drawers when I opened them.
Oh.
I know. And it's just the kitchen, but it's that white space. I need that white space to make me happy. And knowing that, okay, this is here and this is here. And I've done the kitchen so many times. I very rarely change anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did change some more stuff, but, that's because I got an awesome knife drawer that you might've seen on one.
Oh yeah. You're upgrading labs. Now, right?
I love so worth the knife drawer. Now I need knives that are nice.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay. So to this point in the interview, people are probably like, all right, this is just sounding like one big advertisement. Don't worry, you guys. We're getting to the hard stuff now. We're going to ask two really hard questions. Number one, what has happened since you started this organization journey 2 years ago that you didn't expect to happen, like personally, like for yourself, what has happened in the last 2 years?
Okay, so two things. One thing I did tell you about, one I didn't tell you about, but one is that shortly after I started this journey, I got lots of support from my girlfriends and my husband, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Let's keep her on this. But something, yeah, keep it going. Where's your Lisa? You dropped off the Lisa bandwagon. What happened? I get back on it. It's no problem. But my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
And I love my daddy. I miss him terribly. It's been very hard the last couple of weeks, especially. But the first thing I did after that happened, and this is not a plug or anything, it's truly what I did, is I bought your medical binder before they became the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed up that night when I knew he had his first chemo treatment, and I printed that all out and I put it together in a binder, and I took him his chemo bag with mm-hmm. his Yoda bag and a blanket and ginger things. And I took that, and that helped me, that one little piece of having that medical binder. But it helped me to know that I could get through it, because the program is set up to help you succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like each step, like, cause I had all the play, I got the planners. I have like every planner possible that you had. And those are awesome because I love planners. I love the way they're set up. I could do everything and keep everything in order. But it just helped me to have something to fall back on, I guess, to like have some sanity. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that, you know, when I very first started Organize 365 as a company, like my whole life was spiraling out of control, and I was getting my house organized because I felt like I had no control over anything in my entire world. So I was going to organize this silverware drawer to the best of my ability, because no one, you know, at least I could tell the silverware what to do. And I think that when you have a family member get diagnosed with, I mean, pancreatic cancer, I'm so sorry you lost your father. I mean, you know, you're in the fight for your life and you're helpless. Like, what can you do? Like, you're, yep. there's so much you can't do, especially because you're not the one physically fighting. It was your dad. And I feel like sometimes just having the right organizational tool to like say, here, Dad, here's a gift. Mom, here's a gift mm-hmm. to help, you know, put all this stuff in there so we can get the best care possible. It gives you something to do with your time when you have that anxiety. And then also having the Sunday basket at home keeps the house going at home while you're focusing all your extra time on your dad.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I could be like, it's in the basket. Go look in the basket. I could be, you know, at the hospital. I even took it, like my stuff with me. Whenever we would go, I would have a giant bag full of my basket stuff. And I just sit there and be like, yeah, and I'm just hanging out with my dad. And, you know, it, that really helped. And it's helping me now that the journey has changed from, struggling with the everyday like hospital and his decline and whatnot. It's helping me help my mom deal with, the stuff that's left.
Right.
It's, helping me because it really, the grief has really affected me. It's really kept me down and I didn't realize it until recently, but I can't tell you how just knowing that the program is always there.
Yeah.
How that keeps me going. Mm-hmm. It just, cause I just take little bits from the stuff I've already learned and okay, I'm going to do this today. I know it's not what I'm supposed to do today, but this is what I'm doing and I'm going to feel good about it. And I do. So,
yeah, I always say like, I mean, we're on day, whatever, 43, but you could do anything. If you are continually organizing, you're always moving forward. As long as you're just doing something, anything, decluttering, organizing something, upgrading your knife block drawer, whatever, you're just improving the organization in your home and the cumulative effect over time is an organized life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am so looking forward to that. I also had, I also had a moment. It was right in the same time period of my dad's diagnosis where I was stranded in Connecticut visiting a friend and had a back issue. And I'm in the like emergency room going, oh my gosh, I have all this stuff. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I have all this stuff to go home to. It's okay. Lisa said, it's all right. I can come back. It's forever. It's okay. I can do it. And that got me through not stressing that I had all this stuff to catch up on back home because I knew I could just jump right in or do the next round. And that helped me get through that part too.
That's so good. I mean, I know a lot of people who sell online courses, you have access for a year or you get to go through one round, or the biggest thing for an online entrepreneur is to sell an ongoing membership where you keep continually paying like $99 every time you go through it. It's called, I don't know, MMR. And that's how all these companies are set up. And I was like, I can't do that. Like you, I know as a woman that the unexpected will happen. Like it just will happen. And why do you need that extra pressure on yourself to have to get through the 100 days? In this 100 days, only two people in the history of the entire program have ever told me that they got through all 100 days in 100 days. It's just not life. It's just not reality. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get through it that fast. Plus you go through different ages and stages. Like now, when you go through your house after your father has passed, it's going to be different than when you went through it before he passed. Or, you know, as your kids get older and your daughter goes away to college, it will be different. Like every stage, as we get older, we see our stuff differently. We live in our space differently. And you kind of need to go through it again.
That is exactly it. 100%, because all of it, just all of what you just said, I love all of it. And it helps. It just helps. And you better be here forever because I'm counting on it.
Well, I plan to live to over 100 at Embrace.
Okay, good.
So it's going to be 140 something. So there you go. I'm going to be here a long, long, long time.
Okay. Awesome.
So tell me about like what happened inside of you though, during this journey. Like, are you as hard on yourself as you used to be? Like, what has your personal transformation been in the last 2 years?
Oh my goodness. It took me a while to get to the word because it took a while for you to say it, but grace, mm-hmm. Can't tell you. Oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, no, I can say no to that. I can say no. Nope. Gonna say no to that too. Or it's okay if I leave the dishes. It's okay if I do this. It's okay. It brings me sanity.
Yeah.
Peace. Mm-hmm. It helps me to breathe. I have time. Like, I'm normally, I know where my stuff is. I am a disorganized chaos person, but I know where all my stuff is because I just do. Mm-hmm. But not having to search for an outfit, not having to search for shoes that match, not having to search for something to take when we go to like visit someone and have to bring something for dinner and I need the container, not having to search gives me time and less stress.
Yeah.
So I, you know, all of the groups, all the groups that I belong to, because I'm in All Access and I've met so many people and all the encouragement, it gives me hope. It gives me, it's very uplifting and encouragement that I'm not alone. And it just, it's made me, I feel like, happier inside myself that I'm okay. It's okay what I'm doing. It's okay how I feel. And I'm going to be okay, because this, it makes me feel better about myself. It makes me be more accepting of myself and who I am.
And you're more accepting of yourself and who you are. Has that played out in your family?
Yes, with my family and my friends. Mm-hmm. Like I have a special friend who I love dearly. She's my BFF, and she encourages me so much and reminds me that that I'm on fire when I'm on the Lisa bandwagon. So that's what she says. And I feel like I'm more present with my family, because I actually, when my dad was diagnosed, I went off of social media, because it's just there's just too much mm-hmm. of everything. And so I was focusing more on, you know, myself and my family. And I want to bring this to my kids. I'm trying really hard. You would be proud of them, because I have not shown them the kids program that I bought them yet. I keep asking, do you want to watch the video? You want to watch the video with me? Do you want to watch it by yourself? No, my hall closet, my hallway is full of the stuff from their rooms that they don't want.
Like, oh, good.
So it is full. Good. Yes, all on their own. And this was somewhat before the program came out for the kids, just because mm-hmm. they're like, oh yeah, it's that lady you like. Yes, it's Lisa. It's my Lisa. So anyway, side note, that was just, you know.
Well, you have girls. So I talk in there about setting up a vanity in the bedroom for the girls for the makeup, like I did for Abby. So maybe just start them on that video. They may like that one. Oh. Say, when you watch this video, you can have this Sephora gift card.
Yeah.
They'll be like, where's the video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, Brett, do you have one for animals? Like, where they can put the animals, because
live animals. Remember, Abby is all about.
Yeah, that's true. Animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I'll have to look at that one. Animals. I must have missed that one.
It's not a video, but I do talk about it being a passion project. I talk about Abby's animals, but I don't show pictures of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no. All right. So the grace that you're giving yourself sounds like you're giving your kids. You're letting them move at their own pace.
I am.
My husband's trying to call. I know. Oh, I got the Blue Bloods theme song as his ring.
Oh, that's awesome.
Professional podcast recording right here. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yesterday, every live I did, every meeting I was on, some family member interrupted it. You know, it's just real life, people. We're not editing this out.
It is. That's why. I mean, that's why it's awesome. And we love you.
Yeah. And you
but yes, grace, right? Yes. And you know, you're not doing yoga anymore. I'm giving you some grace.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Cause I don't know what maybe in the future,
but that's okay. It's all right.
Yes. You're so good at following me on Instagram. You always give me all your DMs. I love it. By the way, you guys, if you DM me, I DM you back. You should be DMing me on Instagram.
She does. Hello, people. Am I the only one that like has been watching Back to School and commenting? I know you're out there because I see the numbers that are on there. You need to like throw some hands up and, you know, be like, yay, Lisa, back to school. I can't wait. It's July.
How funny. Okay. So what do you have less of now?
Oh my gosh. Stuff.
Well, less stuff. Okay. That's good.
I have... like what I told you before, I have less worry. I have less weight in my body, in my like,
really,
my personal body. I have less weight on me.
Do you
less
think
weight in my heart? Maybe it makes me happy. Like, I don't know if you posted somewhere where, or like there's a weight thing where don't wait to be happy to lose weight, or don't wait to be happy to organize. Mm-hmm. Those things will make you happy. And let me tell you, they do. I put my headphones on and I jam and I ignore everybody And I dance. And right now I've been listening to the Get Up, Get It, Get Up, the Get Up by Blanco Brown, and just doing my country thing all over the dance floor in the kitchen.
Well, I do think that as you give yourself grace and start to just take a deep breath and move forward in action, I always say these three things are related. You end up getting rid of the debt, getting rid of the extra pounds, and getting your house organized. Like, it just, those three things kind of go together.
Yes. And I love it. I also, I shared earlier today that there's a connection for me between getting rid of stuff as well as bringing less things into my house.
Mm, yep. You stop bringing it in. Yep.
That is a huge thing for me. And that was huge for me starting when I started with you. But last year I did kind of like, I never decorate for seasonal stuff very rarely. And so last year I pretty much just got all through the year and bought things that would kind of go along with the season. So now I'm done. But other than that, and my addiction to Ray Dunn pottery, we won't talk about that.
Oh, that's a new one I have.
No, you keep your clean, how you have it with your puppy love. You stay in that space, Lisa. Pieces. Yes. Do not, cause I've wanted to give you things. I'm like, no, she is less, not more. She doesn't need anything else. She needs what she has and she's fine.
Yes. So I'm trying. It's hard when you love to collect things to only collect a few.
Yeah. And my bags. Yeah. We won't even go there with the bags.
Yeah, the bags.
I ignore you when you talk about the bags. Sorry.
That's okay. That's a passion project. You're allowed to keep passion projects.
It is.
Remember?
And that's good. I love it. That's yes. What I like.
Okay. What do you wish you had known sooner? Like 2 years ago before you started all this, what do you wish you had already known?
How easy it is. I'm not kidding. How easy it is and how simple, how small amounts add up to big rewards. It is, the program is built to help you succeed and be successful. So much so. I wish I would have just known how easy it was, because I sat like for a week in my bed at night with my phone. Oh, I really want to do this. Oh man, I really want to do this. Okay, I'm doing it. Just not telling the husband. And then let him see. You know, let him see. And then he, you know, yeah. He still doesn't know. I still just told him about doing this like yesterday. And, you know, there's that. And the big one is that I'm not the only one that has a home like this or has experiences like this and needs help. Mm-hmm. And you need to just ask for it and do for it yourself. I mean, I understand that there's a cost involved, but there's a reward in the cost. Yeah. There's so much of a reward. And I'm not even talking about like the gift cards you find in your Sunday basket. I'm talking about just a giant reward that you get from so many aspects of your life that I would have started sooner had I found you sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you almost have to be ready. You know, I mean, it was the perfect time. When you signed up, was the perfect time for you.
Yes, that is very true.
The point where you're like, oh my gosh, for crying out loud, I'm just going to get on with it. And it's mm-hmm. time for this to be my next thing. Okay. So what's your next step now? I mean, you're 2 years in. What's your next organizational step right now?
Okay. My end goal, cause I'm already doing the back to school thing and I love that. Yeah. And I know you said, cause when you started, you talked about, okay, it's just the 100 days and then, you know, it'll probably take you 3 times to get through it. Mm-hmm. And then now it's more like you have it set up. I love how you transformed to it really is you need the 3 different stages. But what my goal is to go through the 3 stages, because by May of next year, I will have a graduating senior and I need my house and my home to be ready.
That's big. Yeah. Start now.
I am. That, trust me, that is, and I'm giving my, you know, I am, because that is my end goal. And I normally don't think that far ahead.
Yeah.
But this gives me the ability to do that. And the steps are already laid out for me. So it's going to be, I hope, super easy. I know it'll be hard, but the steps are there and the support is there. And, you know, my kids are following along and getting it. And it's, you know, it's really, I just can't say how much I love you.
Oh, you're so sweet. So I got ready for Joey's graduation. We'll have Abby's graduation next spring as well. So we'll have one right along with you. You know what I now realize that you're getting ready for the graduation is? It's reverse nesting. You know, when you're expecting your first baby and you get the house all ready for the baby, this time when you're getting ready for the graduation party, you're like reverse nesting. You're like de-kidifying your house and getting it ready for your next stage of life, you and your husband, as adults with adult children. Even though you have a younger daughter, it'll always be now more like you and your husband running the show again and getting the house the way you want it for the graduation party, which is really a big party for your friends to come over and be like, yay, we made it. She's 18.
Yes.
Ah, she's still alive.
Yep.
Exactly. And so it's your party. Like, that's when we started redecorating our house. And I realized that's when my parents redecorated their house. And it is reverse nesting. Like, you get your house ready and you have these babies. And then the graduation party is taking your house back for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So. And it'll bring up different emotions, like you said.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it because the thing that I want other than just the end graduation is the ability to welcome everyone that I know into my home and not be worried about it. That is a big thing for me because I have friends that accept me, you know, for who I am and what, like, okay, we're not having the party at my house. Amy, can you do it at your house?
Right.
Okay, Sandy, of course I can. But I want to be able to be the one that's, you know, that comes.
Doing this one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Okay, last question. What advice would you give to someone that is just starting out? They're like, all right, fine, Sandy, I'm going to do it too. What do you want them to know?
Oh, so much. so much. Just DM me. it's just do it. That is every time. That's all I think of is just do it because you will be so thankful because of the rewards that you will get in your life by giving yourself the ability and the grace to do it and get your life in order. It just affects so many parts of your life. And it's easy. It gives you time. It gives you sanity. It gives you order in just a little part, you know, and then it grows. And it's just, they're so supportive. That's the other thing, is there's so much support and it really is built for you to be successful because, hello, you wouldn't be doing that. This is your passion project. So that's your gift to the world, is you want people to feel how you felt as you went through it. And just do it. It's worth it. It is so worth it. I will help you too. I will help whoever's out there.
You guys start listening to these Wednesday podcasts, you'll realize, oh my gosh, they're all like Lisa. Yes, everybody in the program is like willing to give grace. People share pictures and they're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm sharing this. I can't believe I'm showing you this or telling you this. And all the comments, which are like just dozens of comments, instantly are like, oh my gosh, you got that. I had that too. It's not that bad. You know, it's so encouraging, so motivating. The whole Organized 365 team are in all these groups. Like Sue, our bookkeeper, comments on everything. It's awesome. Michelle's always in there. Like the team is behind you. They know each of you by name. It really is like one big family inside of the groups.
Yes, I will have to tell you that you are the only reason why I turned Facebook back on.
I did hear you say that you were off of social media, which I understand, but yeah, the group is so positive. Sandy, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the Organized 365 podcast.
Oh, you know that I love it, and I was so excited and honored that you allowed me to come.
Yes. And we would love to hear your stories too. So if you guys are thinking, oh, Sandy, was it scary? Was it scary to be interviewed by me?
Oh my gosh. The only thing that I worried about was the stupid Wi-Fi. So no, it's like talking to your like videos that you do all the time. I was not scared at all. Plus I like to talk. So.
Okay, good. So if you like to talk, we would love for you to apply to be on the Wednesday podcast. Sandy, thank you so much. How can they find you on, Instagram. Can you give us your Instagram name?
Oh, yeah.
It's Sandy.
It's Sandry. It's Sandry.
Underscore.
And then underscore SLO. Those are my initials. And I only have 3 pictures on there because I don't.
Yeah. Most people who follow me like don't have a lot on there. They're just watching my lives. It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. I just like to comment and, you know, That's about it. But that is me. And I'm, you know, in the program and I try and comment in the 365, even though I'm on the 100 and the Sunday basket and the think tank and hopefully going to become one of your next.
Yes, what do you call it? We're going to make that happen. Sandy will be doing her own Sunday basket workshops. You heard that here first. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.